subject, about to kick her out. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 39-year-old man that feels like a fool for falling in love with a 33-year-old moocher and bum with a 9-year-old child. I have allowed my girlfriend to move in with me because she and her son were being kicked out of the house she shared with a friend because she could not find a job to pay her half of the rent. I had huge reservations about this, but I caved in because I could not take the idea of the son being homeless. The day after she moved in, her car was repossessed. I tried to console her by letting her know that we could work around whatever work schedule she would have to once she got a job. Fast forward 8 weeks. Now she hardly ever gets out of bed, does not even try to look for work, hardly ever showers, eats constantly, and she will only eat fresh, organic, farm-raised, stress-free food, the most expensive items in the grocery store. She refuses to clean up behind herself and her child and runs the AC constantly at 70 degrees. We are no longer having sex. Actually, we haven't had sex since 2 weeks before she moved in. I have lost my attraction to her, and I told her in the beginning that if I ever reach a point where I no longer want to be sexual with her, she better start worrying. I have talked to her constantly about these issues, but she refuses to make concessions. I feel bad for the kid, but I want her out. I can feel myself getting more and more angry as the days go by. I am on the verge of exploding. Please give me some insight on how would you deal with a situation like this. I just have to start off by asking you, are you sure this is your girlfriend? Are you sure this was your girlfriend when she first moved in? Because to me, if she was truly your girl, I would think you would automatically step up and not have huge reservations about it first. That's what you said. You had huge reservations. I'm just saying, aren't you supposed to help her? Aren't you supposed to make sure she's okay? So as far as I'm concerned, you did what you were supposed to do as her man. You were supposed to help her and support her and encourage her, not nag her, and definitely not wait until 8 weeks later. What is that all about? What have you guys been doing? When it's gotten, you know, so bad after 8 weeks that you want to explode. She sounds depressed to me. I mean, not getting out of bed, not showering.
She's stinking.
Not showering, just eating all the food. I mean, definitely this is not normal behavior. So, yeah, she definitely needs to get up and look for a job and move her life along. But it sounds like she's just, like I said, depressed, and she needs some serious help. She needs to get out of your house, and needless to say, this is the end of your relationship, it sounds like, because you're sick of her. Steve?
39-year-old man feels like a fool for falling in love with 33-year-old moocher with a 9-year-old son. He allowed his girlfriend to move in with me because she and her son were being kicked out of the house she shared with a friend because she could not find a job to pay her half of the rent. Sounded to me like she didn't want to work. I had huge reservations about this, but I caved in because I could not take the idea of the son being homeless. Okay, good man here. We're talking about a good man. But against all his reservations, he went for it. I got you, though, player. I probably would have done the same thing, but just to turn around and bitch you. You know, this is a good deed gone bad. This what the whole movie promo was about. This just a good deed gone bad. The day after she moved in, the car got repossessed. I tried to console her by letting her know she could work around whatever. Nah, nah, nah. Now, she hardly get out of bed. Fast forward 8 weeks. She hardly gets out of bed, don't even try to look for work, hardly ever showers, eats constantly, with only fresh, organic, farm-raised, stress-free fruit. She don't like stress, man. She resting. And I keep telling you, this ain't no damn depression. This is triflingness. The most expensive item in the grocery. She refuses to clean up behind herself or her child and runs the AC constantly at 70 degrees. We are no longer having sex. Well, thank God for that.
Crazy. Yeah.
At least you're crazy. Doing something right.
A small miracle.
I'm not having sex with the woman that ain't washing. I can tell you right now.
Mm-mm. Thank you.
Actually, we haven't said sex since 2 weeks before she moved in. I've lost my attraction to her, as you should.
Yeah.
And I told her in the beginning that if we ever got to the point where I no longer wanted to be sexual with her, she better start worrying. I've talked to her constantly about these issues, but she refuses to make consent. I feel bad for the child, but I want her out. I can feel myself getting more and more angry as the days go by, so I'm on the verge of exploding. Please give me some insight on how you would deal with a situation like this. First of all, you don't owe her anything. See, it's a pattern in this woman. She got put out of her friend's house because she wouldn't look for work. And she was trifling. So her friend put out. You took her in. She's just trifling. She don't want to work. She think you going to take care of her. But now she ain't even putting out. But now you don't even want her to put out because guess what? It stank. See?
Ew.
And if he get that,
let me explain something. I don't want you. You stink. Let's just get down to basically what's wrong is you stink. This whole letter.
Elementary school, what?
See, this whole letter just down to you stink. It ain't the fresh organic foods. It ain't the farm-raised catfish. That's not it. We down to you stink. That's what this is. A man can get past a lot of stuff. Yep. I'll buy you some organic grapes.
Yeah.
But you stink, though.
Yes, you do.
And you're running this app. See, you can't stink and cost more. You ain't putting out, you stink, and you cost more. Mm. And we wouldn't have to have the air on at 70 all damn day if you wasn't in the house.
Yeah. Gamey. Just gamey.
But now you just up in here. Now you just up in here just rank. You just up in here scoring points because you rank and you stink.
You got to have it on 70. You put it on 80, it's going to get to reeking bad.
You rank and you stink. Is that what you say?
Stank or rank?
You rank, you stink, and I can't.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.